In Northwest News, imagine a future in which a third of our nation's electricity came from wind power. Activists around the country say that's possible in the next 15 years. Here in Washington, it would mean getting 8 times more electricity from windmills. KPLU's environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe has the story.
It's a lofty target, but entirely possible, says Brian Young, the new clean tech expert appointed by Washington Governor Jay Inslee. Young's job is to help grow the sector. He says the goal outlined in Environment Washington's new report of producing 8 times more electricity from wind power in Washington by 2030 is a good stretch goal.
We're going to have to be ambitious if we're going to change the tide in this country.
And it would help meet targets to cut carbon pollution from coal and gas power plants. But there's a caveat. Congress needs to renew a federal clean energy tax credit that's set to expire next week.
To get offshore really going, you're going to need that investment tax credit to be brought back 2 years at a minimum, I would say.
Offshore wind is a key part of reaching the 30% target nationwide. In Washington, those would be floating windmills tethered to the bottom of the Pacific Ocean with anchors. And 8 times more wind power probably doesn't mean 8 times as many turbines, as the technology is fairly new and rapidly becoming more efficient. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.